Good evening. Welcome to another stormy session of Cat Space. It is storming outside. My name is Cat. This is Buckets. With me tonight is the amazing Luna and Leon.
Hello.
Good evening, people. How are we?
Evening.
So tonight's topic is another homegrown topic, and we are doing it in our own backyards. Okay. Topic is Australia. Will there be a hung parliament? Question one goes to you, Leon. And we'll go around in turns. What is the likelihood of a hung parliament?
Unfortunately, the key to who is going to be leading and who's going to be in parliament, who's going to be running the next 3 years, is the popularity of the prime minister. And right now, both the prime minister and also the opposition leader are not popular. However, the ALP at the moment are losing ground in the likes of Western Australia and also South Australia. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll kick the Labor Party out of office. It is a probability. However, it will be a nightmare considering what happened in 2010, I believe it was, when we had our last hung parliament. The last hung parliament ended up being a farce for 3 years before the ALP got chucked out in the following election.
Good answer. Luna, what is the likelihood of a hung parliament?
Going the way that Australia's going at this very minute, everything's just thrown everywhere right now in every party. I don't think there's any reassurance from anyone that they're going to have majority of the votes, and the likelihood of a hung parliament, I don't know exactly if it'll happen like that exactly, but I can see that it may come very close. But yeah, that's my answer.
Good answer. Buckets, short and sweet. What is the likelihood of a hung parliament, please?
Extremely high, and I'll tell you why. The major parties, like the Labor Party, are extremely not popular at the moment, even though they have majority government. People think that they're not doing a good enough job, even though they voted them in. And the independents seem to be getting a lot of popularity, more popular than the current party than we have now. So One Nation has never been this popular. The Greens have never been this popular. Okay. The Teals have never been this popular before. This is weird, so a lot of these tiny parties might get together, especially for things like rent freezes and things like that that the people actually want, because the major parties just simply aren't listening. Okay, so I think that the chance of a hung parliament could be a really high chance, especially, and you can actually kind of see it because for the first time ever, the Greens have actually sided with the Liberal Party. No, if you'd have said that 2 years ago, no one would have ever believed that would have happened, and it's happened. So I think it's a very, very high chance that we might actually get a hung parliament.
I agree with all of you, but I have to say, I also do believe there's a very, 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 very high chance of hung parliament. As Bucket said, the Greens have sided with the Liberal Party, which has never happened before. And I think there's a lot of issues that aren't being fixed or spoken about. And I think the Greens, the One Nations, the Teals, the Independents, Liberal and National are all screaming out about. And you have the opposition leader who is seeing what's happening, and yet the Labour government is just, twiddling their thumbs.
They're remaining stagnant.
They're remaining stagnant. Nothing's getting done. They talk the talk, but it's the walk that they don't walk. And I think there will be a hung parliament. And in that hung parliament, I do see all of them grouping up together. And if there is a hung parliament, then there is a chance of, it taking forever, possibly a call for an early election and a hung parliament, because that will determine what's going to happen in the federal election. Question two, if there was a hung parliament, Which political sides would need to create a coalition, Leon?
Whoever has the most seats that didn't get overall majority, they would have a better chance of forming government with independents. That's the only way you can get across the line. See what happened in the Tasmanian election just recently. No party had enough seats in total to get over the line to govern in their own rights. That was the kingmaker, and that was the Jackie Lambie Party, and they took a whole heap of votes from both sides. So whoever's got the closest to overall majority will have a better shot at forming government. Now, if say one party demanded X, Y, and Z, and they weren't going to get it, they would speak to the other party. However, if that other party, if there wasn't enough for that other party to get to, then we'd have to have a runoff election. I believe that is how it happens. So there is a probability for a runoff election in case, if unrealistic demands are set by the independents and we just go back and do it all over again. So Australia would be technically without a working government for an extended period of time, and you don't want that. You need someone needs to run the country, and if nobody runs the country, well, there's going to be nothing but chaos until that happens.
Good answer. Luna, if there was a hung parliament, which political sides would need to create a coalition?
I think speaking on what Leon said, the groups with the biggest the most amount of seats are going to be the smartest to team up together for a solution wise. However, I do think they would have an opportunity to strategically plan who they're partnering up with and work together to bring whatever their party I stands for to make a union with, let's say, two or three other groups and bring forth an idea that encompasses all of them. I think they would be really smart to pick those groupings very carefully. However, also adding in there the group with the most seats, it just makes the most sense.
Good answer. Buckets, short and sweet. If there was a hung parliament, which political sides would need to create a coalition?
All of the independents, so Jackie Lambie Party, which Leon just mentioned, then of course maybe the Clive Palmer Party, One Nation, the Greens, the Teals, even the Shooters and Fisheries parties would need to get involved if there was a hung parliament, because all of those seats collectively would alter off the balance. In fact, they could even create their own major party if they all united together. They're still going to have to unite with either the Liberal Party or the Labor Party somehow. So they might make a deal and go, all right, well, let's pass this rent freeze agreement and we'll side with you. A lot of the independents want that, okay? And you might have to even either do one of two things: either get rid of Albanese and put in a more popular prime minister, or say you won't get our support until you get A, B, or C from us, which is usually how politics work anyway. I think that it would just be a coalition of all the independents getting together and just picking a side that meets all of their criteria. That's how you get it to done. Get it to work.
Excellent. You've all made some strong, valid points and said things I want to say, and you've said it for me. So thank you. Let's move on to the next question, Leon. If a hung parliament were to happen, which major party will win?
Which major party would win? I think it pretty much goes to the last question, like whoever is the closest to holding overall majorities. So if Labor were to fall over the line, I have a feeling this is what will happen. The Labor Party and both the LNP will fall short of going an overall majority. Whoever gets that closest to that number, then they may only have to get one or two independents and the rest are of no consequence. So that would be the way to do it. So if the Labour Party, which I have a feeling at the moment, that's probably what's going to happen. The Labour Party will be ahead at the federal election, however, will not have enough seats to govern in their own right. They would have to make a deal with either the Greens or say Jackie Lambie or the Teals. Like you said, Philip, you said earlier on, you talked about the Teals earlier on. I have a feeling if they were going to make deals, if you were the Labour Party, you would deal with the Greens and also the Teals. And if my judgment would be correct, then they would only need two or three of those, and it doesn't matter what would happen at the end, because say the ALP, the Labour Party, would secure enough seats to form a government. Even if it's a minority government, it's still a government.
Good answer, Luna. If a hung parliament were to happen, which major party will win?
Labour.
Straightforward.
I really just I don't know. It just I will say this, amongst the people who don't, and I'm amongst them, the little that I do know, I apply to kind of my own understanding and knowledge of Parliament. But in Australia, majority of people do not understand Parliament, and unfortunately, in saying this, a lot of them are for Labour. They don't really understand who's in the party, what they're standing for exactly. They just know that if they were to go liberal, the government would be for the upperclassmen and not for the middle classmen that's struggling right now. And it's just the majority understanding that I think will influence this. Has it influenced them for a long time? And they're being one of the oldest parties to exist in Australia. They just have a long-standing connection with the public.
Interesting buckets.
I disagree with Luna because that image of the Labour Party is changing. In fact, before the general stance was the Labour Party will protect the workers of Australia. It's a very working class thing, the lower class, all of that. But since Albanese has been in power, that's not what has happened. In fact, it's been a complete reverse. In fact, the Labour Party is acting more coalition based than left wing, which is surprising. So, for that reason, people might just go, okay, well, the Labour Party is meant to protect the working class, but it's not protecting me who's working. Okay, it's not protecting me. We've got a financial crisis, we've got a cost of
Would
living
you still
crisis.
agree, though, that they would take this route, thus having Albanese out of the party?
I think it's not just Albanese. I think it's the entire party, because it's not just the Senate, it's the House of Representatives as well. And when you feel the cost of living at your face at home every single day, and you're worried whether you're going to be homeless or not under this government, it doesn't matter who's in power. If you're feeling the heat under this government, you're not going to sign with them the next election, because it won't matter, okay, what their quote unquote reputation was. What's important is what they're prepared to do for you now. And people are just looking at it going, this is not the Labour Party that I remember. And this is why everyone's jumping ship.
And you're also bringing up a good point there, sorry to interrupt, Phil, because there is one upcoming state election, and that would be the Northern Territory state election. And the current opinion polling will show that the CLP, which is the Country Liberal Party, are going to sweep in office. They're going to sweep Labor out of office based on the latest voting intentions, which would show 56.5% are heading towards the Country Liberal. And the ALP will be on 46%. That is a swing against the Labour Party, which will kick them out of the office in the Northern Territory by about 8 or 9, 8, roughly 7, 8%. It'll be a 7 and 8% swing against the Labour Party at the next state election in the Northern Territory.
Sorry, you were saying? I just kind of feel that the Labour Party have forgotten its roots, and are acting. It's really weird because The Liberal Party are acting like the Labour Party, and the Labour Party are acting like the Liberal Party. It's like a complete sweep, and it's like they've changed, it's the changed complete their the complete company policy or something like that. It's a really, really weird thing. It seems to me that the Liberal government cared more about workers than the Labour government does now. People working are working harder hours for less. They're getting taxed more. I mean, this is a weird thing to happen. You would think that all the workers under a Labour government would be taxed less, but they're not. They're actually had the highest tax they've ever had to experience in their lives. So this is weird for a Labour government for these things to happen. So that's why I think. Before it was like, okay, the Labour Party are the good guys. We can trust in them, but everyone's losing their trust in the Labour government now.
I think that it's going to come down to a fine, finite hairline where it's going to be between Labour and Liberal and the Greens. I really want the Greens to win for the sake of the rental freeze and the first home buyers, but at the same time, I honestly do see Liberals hanging on by a thread with the ALP. I don't see the ALP winning the hung parliament, and even if they do, it's going to be very finite, down to the least margin. Not even, it's like microscopic margin. That's what I'm going, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I vision. That's going to be my prediction for the hung parliament. Should it happen? Next question. Here we go. What would it take for a vote of no confidence in a hung parliament, Leon?
That would be if, say, your independents or your Greens or whatever have all decided, you know what, you are not, you've not, we had an agreement with you and you've not lived up to that agreement, and we're going to test your numbers on the floor, to put in a vote of no confidence. That would almost be, I cannot rem I think the last time I think a vote of no confidence that ever happened in the parliament this way would have been the Whitlam government, and they got turfed out. That was when a vote of no confidence had happened. That was when you had overall majority of no confidence. But that would be the only way a no confidence trigger would happen, and that would be if your independents had enough of what they were promised, and they have not delivered. Then I suppose it would be the opposition to pull in a vote of no confidence. And then we'll see what happens on the floor. I would love to have seen it. Imagine if all your independents that you just sided with to get across the line switched against you. I would love to see it, but in my lifetime, I don't think I have ever seen it in Australian politics. Not in my lifetime, but that would be something to watch. That would be worldwide news.
Luna, what would it take for a vote of no confidence in a hung parliament?
Look, is that honestly going to happen? No, I really don't believe it will ever happen. Speaking on a 151 members, in a whole grouping, inside of that, you have to imagine that these people have long-standing connections, long-standing friendships, long-standing understandings of each other's philosophies and policies, and they work together regardless of whether they're on opposing teams. And at the end of the day, for them to be put into a position of a vote of no confidence, where are they going to go with it? I see them preferring to side with their least, like, so let's say they don't like either, they'd go with the lesser of two evils, if that makes sense, rather than going with a vote of no confidence. And that's just my opinion on where their heads would go during a time like that. I think that's in a drastic situation at the end of the day. Yeah, that's my answer.
Okay, so I think a vote of no confidence, like anything, has a possibility of happening if they had a vote of no confidence. The Governor General would have to get involved and effectively sack the Prime Minister. In fact, that's technically why the prime minister has basically sacked the governor, the last governor general who was
David
liberal,
Hurley.
David Hurley, who happened to be a liberal man, to a Labour female.
Sam Mostyn.
Exactly. So because
Mostyn.
she's supports the Labour Party during the Keating
She was
years.
part of the Paul Keating office.
Yeah, so they've effectively gone, we can't risk a Liberal Governor General right now just in case I get kicked out because my popularity levels have gone down. But if the independents were to say have a vote of no confidence, all that would happen would be, which is what happened with Tony Abbott, was he would be stood down and the deputy leader would take over. Okay? And you said that you wouldn't see it in your lifetime. It's actually happened in your lifetime at least 11 times.
I didn't say
So,
that.
yeah,
Did they
so
happen in Australia?
it happened in Australia several times.
I never said that I haven't, it wouldn't happen in a lifetime. What are you referencing just then?
I was the one to mention that I don't think I've ever seen it in my lifetime, but
Oh,
did you
okay. No,
what?
well, yeah, exactly. It's happened a few times. I know, yeah, for sure.
Right. So it happened with Tony Abbott. He wasn't in there very long. They gave him a vote of no confidence. He got taken over by Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh, you're talking about it within one's own party, not within, say, a hung parliament, a minority hung parliament. If the members of your party don't believe you're doing a good job, then it can happen. Obviously, as you brought up that reference there, that reference that you're talking about was Tony Abbott getting rolled by his own party. Now, I have, you're speaking it that way, then I have seen it three other times. That would be Rudd, Gillard, and Rudd. Boy, wasn't that a circus in those 3 years?
Well, it was Rudd, Gillard, and Abbott. So,
Gillard was a very memorable one.
I think I agree with Pockets. I think a vote of no confidence in a hung parliament can happen and will happen. May not be now, could be in the future. There's a very high chance that there will be a vote of no confidence when there is a hung parliament, which means they will stand down Albanese, and then whoever's in his place will take his place for the interim. Until the next election, or if it's in the future, and whether it's Labour, Liberal, Greens, or whoever in a hung parliament, I do believe it can happen. I do believe it will happen. I do believe we will see it in our lifetime in the future. I do believe that it'll take very little vote from each side, and if it's Albanese staying in, they will hang him out to dry, and before we know it, they'll just have a quiet meeting with them, and they'll toss them out on the orders of the king. That's why we have a new female governor general who will start on the 1st of July. We don't know why they're throwing out Honourable David Hurley.
It's easy to speculate that it might have to do with her political alliance.
Or the fact that there was calls to oust Governor General the Honourable David Hurley due to the fact that one, the pandemic, and to Scott Morrison's secret files and becoming this minister and that minister, and why isn't the Governor General firing him? I think a lot of people spoke out against that and wanted him ousted, and now he's being ousted. And we have a female Governor General who has been approved by the King, will swear an oath to the King 1st of July and take her place as Governor General. She did work for the Paul Keating era in his office. I think there will be a vote of no confidence. I do believe in my heart of hearts there will be. Whether it be now or 5 years' time or 10 years' time, there will be. Finally, here we go. Last one. What policies is the current Labor government withholding or stopping that would ultimately lead to a hung parliament, Leon?
The cost of living at the moment, that is a shocker at the moment. That is a huge negative against the government right now. The cost of electricity, he did, and I'm talking about Mr. Albanese, he did promise to keep the electricity prices lower ever since he's taken office, electricity prices have in fact gone up 40%, as I understand it. So that's the reason why your power bills are so high. Thank you. That is one that will go against him. The immigration is another one that's now creeping up on him. So he's facing the war on, he's facing the proverbial war on three fronts at the moment. And is this is one that he cannot get himself out of. That's why I was more leaning towards a hung parliament than an overall majority right now, because both of these, both the prime minister and the opposition leader are unpopular at the moment. They're not popular with their voters. So if they go to a hung parliament, that's the negatives for the government right now. The cost of living, pretty much the cost of everything, cost of electricity, the fact that they want to rush to this renewable target, which is not feasible, which is causing a lot of businesses to go out of business. See the construction industry for a major example of that. Construction industry businesses are going out of business quicker than you can count them at the moment. So that's another one. Peter Dutton, the opposition leader, would have to do is just target those. If he targets those ones constantly, and he may not even need the minority government. He may just get in on his own right, but he would have, they would have to climb a huge total. They would have to climb a huge mountain, and I don't know whether or not they'd be able to get those numbers overall. So that's why I'm thinking more of a hung parliament than an overall government in the next election.
Fair enough. Luna, what policies is the current Labor government withholding or stopping that would ultimately lead to a hung parliament?
Cost of living, number one. Number two, job crisis. Number three, the fact that they keep sending money overseas to different countries to fund different things, and they're not focusing on things in our country. Like, for instance, what Leon mentioned, the construction industry. My family's had a big part. Like, they're a part of the construction industry for a long time. They're a lot of the big players in that industry, and at the moment, there's a timber shortage. A lot of companies are trying to turn to metal and steel and stuff like that to build frames. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the money for that, it's not viable, obviously. Timber is a lot more cheaper than metal would be. And yeah, they're ignoring all these things going on in our own country, in our own backyard. I mean, even for instance, the thing, the vote to the vote for yes or no for the Aboriginals voice in Parliament. They could have, they just dropped it. That's it. Like, they could have done more with that. They could have come back to the public with a more in-depth plan for people to really understand, rather than just openly voting yes or no on something that we don't really understand. But they haven't. Instead, they're ignoring all of our cries for help, the cost of living, the cost of everything in the supermarkets. I mean, they're the two biggest contenders. Let's face it, Leon's right. Whoever is willing to pick up those two little things, and they're little in the compared to what they're really dealing with in the world at the end of the day. If they're willing to pick up and focus their efforts on revitalizing and energizing these areas in Australia, they're going to win by landslide. That's all the people in Australia want. They want their peace. They want their equality back. They want unity. They don't want to be divided. We just want things to be at a reasonable price so that we can all survive. At the end of the day, I think we're pretty set on being a multicultural country now. And regardless of our past, I love that Australia has come together as people and can understand that our future needs peace. Our country is a peaceful place. There are a lot of opportunities here, and unfortunately, the government at the moment is just messing everything up for everyone, trying to get over this inflation. And it's just, I don't really think they have a plan. I think they're just going at it every day, and it's not working out for anyone, especially middle class, lower class, especially those people in those communities, out in like Northern Territory, where they're really suffering right now. They really need help, and they're not actually focusing their efforts on helping them. Instead, they're just throwing this here and let's do this and let's do that, but nothing, there's no real plan. At the end of the day, like again, what Leon said, whoever's willing to pick up these issues and just play ball a little bit with the public, with the community, give Australia some love, they're going to win by a landslide.
Okay, great answer. Buckets, short and sweet, please. What policies is the current Labor government withholding or hiding or stopping that would ultimately lead to a hung parliament?
I think the biggest problem with the Labor government is trying to enforce another voice to parliament just statewide when everyone voted against it. Well, most people voted against it anyway.
Yeah, see what happened in South Australia
I
lately when you
did. I
talk
was.
about a voice. We talk about a voice. 10% of eligible voters voted in the South Australian voice to parliament. Are you
I was going to
serious?
mention that. Thank you, Leon. I was actually going to mention that. So you've got that's a big problem. So as a means to divide Australia again after we all didn't want it. So that's the voice. The biggest thing, of course, is the cost of living. Because, well, if there's limited jobs available because you're encouraging foreigners to come over and do the jobs that Australians don't or can't. Or you won't allow Australians to do. How are they going to put food on the table? So it's almost like Albanese's just said, "Yep, come into our country." Oh, you normal Australians who actually live here and born here, your jobs will be just given to someone else.
What about people like me who are citizens?
You know, so there's so electricity bill. The actually electricity bill was supposed to be down by, as Leon said, by 40%. It's gone up by 40%. So
No, it's going up by 40%. You're right. Yeah.
it's gone up by 40%. Where there's also the rental increases. That's just gone through the roof. The renters are like completely panicking that they're going to be homeless because they can't afford the rent. There are people sleeping in tents that once had normal everyday renting that simply just cannot afford the rent because they don't have a job to support themselves because of under this government. And then you've got instead of promoting part-time or full-time jobs, it's like, do you notice that there's an increase of casual positions everywhere without rights, where people can just not employ you for months on end? Without so much of a word or help from any sort of union, it's crazy right now. And it's almost like that every time someone complains about these problems, the Labor government just go on about how they're building stuff. Well, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but building houses takes time and we need stuff now. Not 6 months, not 2 years, not 4 years, now. And splashing money around in foreign countries for the purposes of building a football team overseas and not concentrating on your own people is not the way to lead a country. I'm sorry.
Also, don't forget, we are sending, I think, tanks to Germany.
Yes.
This is what I saw yesterday on the news by TikTok that we are sending tanks to Germany. We are also bringing in the next 5 years 1.5 million people. I think that the parliament really needs to look at people like us. There is a job crisis, as Luna said. There is a cost of living crisis, as Leon said. There is a, home. There's more than that. There's also a homelessness crisis in this country. And we're suffering. This is not the time. This is not the time to get on a jet plane and use the chemicals from the jet plane to keep going overseas. Yes, he may have overseas trips, but he's
It's a
never
bit.
home. He's never home by his citizens, by his people. He's always, when the going gets tough, next thing you know, he's away somewhere. And it's going to get to a point where a lot of people are now removing their memberships from the labor camp and moving on to other parties where they believe will help them, will work from like the Greens, who are fighting for a rental freeze, who are fighting for food on the table, who are fighting for homelessness, and for fighting for first home buyers. There's no way for people like myself and Philip to buy a first home in the future. because we got to work two, three jobs to get there. You know, it's just.
And I'd also like to state how insulting it was for Chris Bowen and Anthony Albanese to arrive on two separate jets, two separate personal jets.
To go to the same thing that you, if I
Yeah,
remember correctly, they
to
went to
go
the
to the
same
same thing, which
meeting.
happened to be a net zero conference. How insulting.
How hypocritical.
You're going to go to a net zero conference with the most fuel guzzling planes on Earth. But not just one,
But
two
two.
separate planes.
Yeah.
Why can't Chris Bowen go on the same plane as the Prime Minister? It's disgusting. It's a disgusting use of taxpayer dollars, and I don't see why it was necessary.
Didn't he also use it to go on holiday last year or the year
Exactly.
before?
I can understand if it's for work use, but this is just this is just luxury, okay?
This is just abuse of power, is what it is. Abuse of the taxpayer's credit card.
Didn't our he shall remain nameless, but our member of parliament was in India last year with his family for a holiday. There's a lot of MPs who are using the, oh, we're going to get down to net zero by 2030 or 2040 or 2050, when you're right. They're using jet planes full of chemicals and fuel that kill the ozone layer that we're inhaling and
That
making
show up
us
to
sick.
these net
Yeah.
zero conferences. It's stupid.
If you're gonna have us drive around in electric cars, why don't you drive around in an electric plane and see how that works for you?
I'd like to think is one of the things that's also contributing to the cost of living thing, which I think Albanese is going to kicked out for, is the fact that he can say, yes, let's do more environmentally friendly options like solar and wind turbine or whatever, but he's still happy to absolutely flog the tax at the gas pump. And when you do that, you make everything more expensive because when you have to pay the tax, there's a new tax for oil, and when there's oil, you need oil to get from A to B or petrol to get from A to B. So his environmental ideas is actually making Australia more expensive. So I can't see people supporting him as Prime Minister in the next election. And if they don't get rid of him real quick, he will probably be our country will be worse off. And I can only see him as a one-term president to be Prime Minister, to be honest.
That's how I feel too. I do feel like he's going to be a one-term sitting Prime Minister of Australia, and we will get a new person soon, hopefully, who'll do a better job of cleaning up his mess. But that's all we have in our podcast. Thank you so much to our current subscribers and viewers and to the new subscribers. Let us know in the comments below. Australia, do you believe there's going to be a hung parliament, and what are your thoughts and feelings? Please let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the bell that allows us to get more content out to you as we work harder to achieve that. Also, don't forget to click the bell as well and invite your friends to subscribe. Please share our podcast. Let us know. We are on Spotify for podcasters. We are also on anchor.fm, so you can listen to us via audio over there. Thank you so much. As always, I am Kat. With me is Buckets, Luna, and Leon. Good night. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey,
Bye.
Cap. Bye.